Good morning, everyone. It's Melanie. I just wanted to come in and say hi. It's been a few days since I've done a boom. Not much happening, really. There have been a few things that I've gone on that I've tried to capture in recording, and I'm in the process of sort of trying to put those together to create a more fun, interesting post. But being a novice at some of this editing stuff, I haven't quite finished them yet. But I've done a few things that I think I'd like to share with you guys. In any case, I just I'm sitting out here on my deck, and it's really nice out. It's early in the morning. I just got my kids off to school, and I'm having my third cup of coffee, which I've gotten in the habit of having three cups. That seems to be the magic number for me. I have one when I wake up before the kids get up, one as I'm getting them ready for school, and one after they leave. So, it seems to work well for me. But yeah, I'm sitting out here. It's about a few minutes after 8 a.m. And we're supposed to get a lot of rain and thunderstorms today. And right now the sun is peeking through the clouds and the birds are chirping. Everything seems good, so I thought I'd come out and enjoy it while I can. There are some clouds for sure, so I don't doubt that we're going to get some of this weather that they're talking about. But it's just really peaceful out right now. So I enjoy this time when it's pleasant and nice to sit and reflect and enjoy the solitude. So before I get started with my morning chores and that sort of thing, I'm just kind of hanging out. So today on the docket, I will be making a cake for my daughter Megan. Is having a lacrosse banquet tonight. She plays lacrosse for her high school. The season just ended, and they're having the end of the season banquet tonight, and it's being catered and by it's not catered per se. They're bringing food in from a local restaurant that serves, I don't know what you'd call it. I mean, it's not maybe Tex-Mex, or it's not really Mexican food, that's for sure. It's like burritos and taco salads and that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm making the cake that I made over the weekend. That's right, you guys haven't heard about that cake yet. I made a cake to take to a picnic I went to on Sunday for church, and the cake is called Unbelievable Pineapple Cake. It has pineapple, coconut, and walnuts in it, and it reminds me a lot of Italian cream cake, honestly. And then it has homemade cream cheese icing on top. It's a super easy cake, super easy icing. It's all from scratch, very few ingredients, very easy. And I did a recipe post that Jeff Thompson edited for me, and he's going to post it to Blind Abilities later on today, maybe. I have to finish. I forgot to record the icing part of it. So when I make the cake today for the banquet, I'm making the same cake. So I will record the icing part, and he'll add that to it, and then he'll probably upload it to the Blind Abilities channel soon after. But it is a wonderful cake, and I would highly recommend you trying it if that sounds interesting to you. So I'm going to make that today. I'm going to do my normal morning chores, getting the kitchen cleaned up, starting a load of laundry, picking up around the house, that kind of thing. I'm going to do a workout on the elliptical machine this morning. Well, I haven't really decided whether I'm going to do the elliptical, or I have this MP3 track on my phone that is, it's kind of, well, it's called indoor walking, and it's by Leslie Sansone, and it's called Walk Away the Pounds. But it's not really indoor walking. It's really, I would say, an aerobics kind of workout. But the thing is it's pretty easy, and she articulates it well enough that it doesn't need to be described. So I really enjoy that. So I might do that this morning. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to do one or the other. I've really committed to getting back on track with my exercise. I just feel so much better, and I have so much more energy when I'm exercising 4 to 5 times a week. And it only takes a half an hour, really, you know, at least for the cardio part. And I need to probably add in some light weights and that sort of thing, but that'll come. I haven't really been on track with it lately, and I've noticed it's taken a toll on my energy level. And now that the summer's coming up and my kids will be home and they're going to want to go and do and all that, and I need to be at my peak energy level to keep up with them. So I'm going to do that today. And that'll be about it, really. You know, I mean, that's enough because it'll keep me busy most of the day. But I don't have to make dinner tonight, so that's good. I enjoy a night off from making dinner. Since we're going to go to the banquet, and I do need to get a bag ready for my son, Peyton, because he gets a little restless still. Even though he's 7 and he's almost 8, he'll be 8 in August. Even though he's a little older, he still tends to get restless when we have to go to a function where he needs to be quiet and still. Because he's so active. And so I'll put together a bag for him with a coloring book and some crayons and his little handheld game, the Nintendo DS, I think it's what it's called. I'll probably put in a couple of his action figures and maybe a container of Play-Doh. And that'll keep him occupied for the most part. It'll only be a couple hours. I think he'll be okay. That's what I'm up to today. I don't know. That hopefully wasn't too boring. Run down of my day. Oh, and hopefully I will have some time to get in some time with the ukulele. I am having a ball with that, you all. I mean, it is so much fun, and it's so relaxing, and I love making progress. Every day I make a little more progress. You know, either the note or the chord sounds crisper, or I can pick a little faster, or whatever, and I just love it. Hopefully I'll have a phone call with a friend today, and we can chat and do some stuff, and that would be cool. That's my day in not such a nutshell. So anyway, I hope everybody out there is doing well, and I have really been enjoying your May Days posts. They've been fun, and it's really nice to get a glimpse into everyone's lives and see what people do on a daily basis. And so even though I'm not doing the May Days, I thought I would just kind of put mine in there too. And hopefully this week I'll be able to put together this post using Boss Jock. Wow, the sun just really popped out from the clouds, and I can feel how warm it is on my face, and it's so bright. Oh my goodness, I love it. I've got a few things happening that I wanted to sort of mesh together and do like a little montage on Boss Jock, and we'll see how it goes. It's just a few things I've done over the past couple weeks, and hopefully I'll get to that maybe tomorrow. Today I don't know that I'll have time to do it, but I'm working on it. I think Boss Jock is such a neat app, and I'm having fun trying to use it. So anyway, I am about out of time, so I'm going to say goodbye. I hope everyone's doing well, and I'll talk to you soon. Until then.